when the well runs dry. Who's gonna be there? You find out who your friends are. Somebody's gonna drop everything, run out and crank up their car. Hit the gas, get that fast, never stop to think what's in it for me. Or it's way too far. They just show on up with a big old heart. You find out who your friends are. Yeah, yeah. You find out who your friends are. Run your car off the side of the road, get stuck in a ditch way out in the middle of nowhere. Get yourself in a bind, lose a shirt off your back. Need a floor, need a couch, need a bus fare.
Leaning into local radio, 98.3 FM WCQM, Park Falls, a Civic Media station. This is 98Q Country.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. Will there be disruption during and after Election Day? If so, Vice President Kamala Harris says her campaign is ready for anything.
If we know that he is actually manipulating the press and attempting to manipulate the consensus of the American people based on fiction instead of fact, we're prepared to respond.
Harris with ABC's Mary Bruce on the campaign trail in North Carolina. Donald Trump was in Wisconsin.
How do you like my garbage truck? This truck is in honor of Kamala and Joe Biden.
He donned an orange vest and got behind the wheel of a garbage truck to call more attention to Biden's comments about Trump supporters following a Trump-backed comedian's comment about Puerto Rico, both of them referring to garbage. North Carolina has launched an intercontinental ballistic missile for the first time in almost a year. It traveled for 90 minutes, the longest flight yet, before dropping into the Sea of Japan. Los Angeles Dodgers beating the Yankees in Game 5 to win the World Series last night. This is ABC News. There could be more trouble for Sean Diddy Combs. Sources tell ABC News a New York grand jury will hear new evidence against the one-time music mogul today. He's already being held on charges of sex trafficking and racketeering. One man now in custody after a violent attack on a cross-country flight from San Francisco to Washington, D.C. this week. It was wild. Here's ABC's Trevor Ault.
This attack appears to be vicious and random. According to authorities, the suspect repeatedly punched a person he did not know mid-flight. And according to another passenger, that victim is deaf and nonverbal and was sleeping when the attack began.
Another passenger jumped in, grabbing the attacker in a bear hug. The FAA is investigating. All the worry about the possibility of attacks on election workers or offices ruining a snack, a bomb squad, and a hazmat team called when an unexpected cookie delivery showed up for election workers in North Carolina. They were actually a thank you gift from a local citizen. Sherry Preston, ABC News.
Civic Media News, I'm Joel Karnick, filling in for Austin Brume, brought to you by Marthaler Chevrolet. Well, when a new charter school opens up here in the state of Wisconsin, there's about a 50-50 chance that it closes within the next 5 years. Savannah Tomei Olson has more.
Wisconsin has one of the higher closure rates in the U.S. for charter schools. A new report from the Center for Charter School Accountability shows nationally 25% of them close within the first 5 years. Here in Wisconsin, it's over 45%. Charter schools get public funding, but are usually run by private entities. They're often billed as alternatives for families who want more options. But what do you do when that school you handpicked is set to close? Jenny Hofschulte of the Wisconsin Public Education Network.
That's 45% of those families put into a lurch and having to make pivots and new choices for their children.
She says traditional public schools are happy to welcome these kids back, but local districts often have to move really fast to place them. Wisconsin currently has more than 200 registered charter schools.
More Civic Media news to come at the bottom of the hour. This news brought to you by Marthaler Chevrolet.
Looking for a hometown dealership you can trust? Marthaler Chevrolet of Minocqua is here for you. They sell and service new Chevrolet vehicles, always treating customers the way they want to be treated. Get a full synthetic oil change for the everyday low price of $49.95. Plus, enjoy employee pricing on select 2024 Silverados. Hurry, take delivery by October 31st. They are proud to support breast cancer efforts, donating $100 per vehicle sold and $5 per oil change. Visit them on Highway 50. One south or online at MinocquaCars.com.
A Bucks player cited for speeding. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with Sports NBA. Milwaukee Bucks guard Andre Jackson Jr. has been slapped with a speeding violation after crashing his BMW into another car, then into an apartment building at Yankee Hill in downtown Milwaukee over the weekend. At first, the team said it was a single car crash, but the Journal Sentinel discovered a second vehicle was involved. No injuries to the two people in that car. Jackson to pay for damages and the $138 fine. The Bucks are in Memphis to face the Grizzlies tomorrow night. NFL Packers rookie linebacker Edrin Cooper talked about his sack and forced fumble against the Jaguars' Trevor Lawrence.
I mean, it's something we work on a lot, you know, like our defense. That's what we want to do, try to get the ball. It's supposed to play is turns and points, so and that's what happened. So that's just our way of thinking.
Matt LaFleur says the rookie gets better every week.
It seems to me that he's developing a better routine. I think Coop's done a better job in that regard.
The Packers host the Lions on Sunday. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
I'm Tim Lesmeister, and this is from the pages of the Outdoor News, brought to you by OnX Hunt. I was talking to a friend of mine here recently who has a buddy that hunts with a crossbow. Said he missed two deer with it. I said, how can you miss a deer with a crossbow? He told me, and I'll tell you, but first.
Sick of eating tag soup? It's time to own your odds this fall with OnX Hunt, the GPS hunting app trusted by millions of hunters. Now you'll have access to nationwide public and private land ownership information, waypoints, optimal wind for each stand, tracks, and much more. All at your fingertips. Go to onxmaps.com/hunt and use code ODN20 at checkout to receive 20% off your membership. That's code ODN20.
So how can you miss a deer with a crossbow? A buddy of mine has a friend who missed two. He said the reason that he missed these deer is, number one, he's sloppy, and number two, he's lazy. First of all, he's so lazy that he didn't really do much preparation before the season, and he doesn't have any lanes cut from his deer stand to where he's taking his shots. So he has a lot of trees and limbs and branches and stuff that's going to get in the way of that arrow, and that's what happened. That bolt shot from that crossbow didn't make contact with that deer because it was deflected. Another thing that he did on the second deer that he shot at was he took a marginal shot. This deer was way too far out. The crossbow has a limited range. There's some arc to that arrow, just like with a regular bow. A lot of people think you can shoot a mile with a crossbow. You can't. And that's what you have to realize, that if you want to have accuracy, if you want to make that perfect shot, you have to have the perfect setup. You have to get out there and you have to work to make sure that you have good lanes cut so that you have clean shots, and you have to make sure that you take a shot that's in range. Hunt smart and put in the work and you'll get that deer. This is from the pages of the Outdoor News.
This weather update is sponsored by Hansen HVAC Heating and Cooling, your local Armstrong Air dealer of Phillips and Manitouish Waters.
Northwoods weather.
It is going to be windy with heavy rain and a little snow mixing in by late today. We could end up with an inch, maybe more, of slushy snow by the time this all ends. Temperatures are going to drop too into the low 30s by late this afternoon. Most of the wind and snow and rain should end for the ghosts and goblins, but it will be chilly with trick-or-treat temps in the upper 20s. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Temperature now 38.
98 Q Country.
Sun. Over by the gate, Lordy, here she comes with a basket full of chicken and a big cold jug of sweet tea. I make a little room and she climbs on up. Open up a throttle and stir a little dust. Just look at her face, she ain't a fooling me. She thinks my tractor's sexy, it really turns her on. She's always staring at me while I'm chugging along. She likes the way it's pulling while we're tilling up her land. She's even kind of crazy about my farmer's tan. She's the only one who really understands what gets me. Thinks my tractor's sexy. We looking for till we run out of light. Take it to the barn, put it up for the night. Climb up in the loft, sit and talk with the radio on. She says she's got a dream and I ask what it is. She wants a little farm and a yard full of kids. And one more teeny weeny ride before I take her home. She thinks my tractor's sexy. It really turns her on. She's always staring at me while I'm chugging along. She likes the way it's pulling while we're tilling up the land. She's even kind of crazy about my farmer's tan. She's the only one who really understands what gets me. She thinks my tractor's sexy. Well, she ain't into cars or pickup trucks, but if it runs like a deer, man, her eyes light up. She thinks my tractor, she thinks my tractor's sexy. It really turns her on. She's always staring at me while I'm chugging along. She likes the way. My tractor sexy. She thinks my tractor sexy. Days. I love that little white church out on 109. It's where I hit my knees and I thank the Lord for this life of mine.
breakfast are a real high spot in your day.
I just love that country music.
I do love country music.
I love country music.
98 Q Country.
We got winners, we got losers, chain smokers and boozers, and we got yuppies, we got bikers, and we've got thirsty hitchhikers, and the girls next door dress up like movie stars. We got cowboys, we got truckers, broken-hearted fools and suckers, and we got hustlers, we got fighters, early birds and all-nighters, and the veterans talk about their battle scars. I love this bar. I love this bar. It's my kind of place. Just walking through the front door puts a big smile on my face. It ain't too far. Come as you are. I've seen short skirts, we've got high techs, blue-collared boys and rednecks, and we got lovers, lots of lookers. I've even seen dancing girls and hookers, and we like to drink our beer from a mason jar. Bar. Yes, I do. Love this bar. It's my kind of place. Just trolling around the dance floor puts a big smile on my face. No cover charge. Come as you
Toby, a drink sounds pretty good this morning. Just saying, Halloween, and I hope your Halloween is just fabulous. And if you have youngsters, take a lot of pictures, and should hopefully be a good day for you. Taking your kids out and about, it's going to be cold. It's probably going to be wet. There might even be a little bit of snow on the ground here this afternoon. Halloween for us. Birthdays are coming up. Get at your birthdays. We'll get to those in just a moment here on 98Q.
40 hours got me going out my mind. Dallas dropped another game in overtime. Caught a ticket speeding down to 65. You know where I'm going. Guess I really went and messed it up again. Now my baby's goner than the Tulsa wind. Judging by the stone sober state I'm in, need to crack one wide open.
Somebody pour me a drink, somebody pour me a smoke. I'm about to get on a buzz, I'm about to get on a roll. Yeah, I've been breaking my back, just keeping up with the Joneses. Y'all know what I mean, yeah, y'all know how it goes. When it's up on a Friday and I'm paid, slide one over my way. I can't even think when I can hear one calling my name. Somebody pour me a drink, somebody pour me a smoke. I'm about to get on a bus, I'm about to get on a roll. Yeah, I've been breaking my back, just keeping up with the Joneses. Y'all know what I mean, yeah, y'all know how it goes. When it's up on a Friday and I'm paid, sliding over my way. I can't even think when I can hear them calling my name.
Post Malone, Blake Shelton, 98 Q Country, WCQM. Hope you are well on this Halloween Thursday. We're going to do some birthdays in just a moment. Are there any Halloween? Are there any spooky babies? Give us a call. We'd love to know about it. 715-762-3221. Did anyone have the gall to get married on Halloween? Did I say it? That's not the way I meant to say it. Do you have a Halloween anniversary is what I meant to say. 715-762-3221. Be sure to get out there and vote. You can go to civicmedia.us/vote for information. If you are confused as to where to go and if you have the right ID and all that stuff, I hold in my hand the official ballot, the general ballot, for Price County, anyway. This is going to vary, of course, from district to district. We have a Butternut school referendum. We have a Medford school referendum. And what did Jimmy say? We're going to have more on this story in just a little bit. But I believe he said a quarter of Wisconsin's schools across the state have a referendum on the ballot. So we got Wednesday. We should start a clock, shouldn't we? The countdown to, let's see, Thursday. See, Wednesday, today's Thursday, right? Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, Monday, Tuesday. So we're about five days away. They'll still run ads on the election day itself. So we're about 5 days away. The light is there at the end of the tunnel to the end of the barrage of election ads and such like that. We will get to some sports news in just a moment. The birthdays that we just mentioned. Twice an hour, we get you updated on what's going on around the state of Wisconsin, and we'll do that in just a moment here. We're going to highlight our volleyball teams coming up at 9 o'clock. Coach Sheneman and Coach Murphy from Mercer and Prentice, respectively, will join us to talk about their teams and the clash tonight between Mercer and Prentice. As soon as they put the brackets out, you can never assume, but both teams did what they needed to do, took care of business to get to this point. Prentice trying to go back-to-back to state. They were there last year, so the winner will play Saturday. Now, whoever wins in the game tonight will have it for you, Prentice and Mercer Volleyball. Whoever wins that game tonight, 7 o'clock start time, will play again Saturday, most likely Saturday night. Sometimes they like to switch those games to afternoons, but right now it's a Saturday night game at 7 o'clock, and whoever wins tonight, we will cover them in the championship game on Saturday. Also want to wish the best to the Lakeland soccer team. They have had just a tremendous year, and they are now playing in the sectional semifinals of boys soccer. Northland Pines also is in there, too, so good luck to Northland Pines from the north. But Lakeland playing in division, what are they in there? Division 3. There's four divisions for soccer, and they're going to play host to Shawano in a contest today. Parents will be bundling up for that. That'll be at Minocqua. The winner goes to the sectional championship game. which will be played in, Medford. They're going to play the championship game in Medford Saturday afternoon at 1 o'clock. So good luck to them. And our cross-country runners, of course, we chatted with them yesterday. My deepest apologies to you, but our 98Q recording system, it failed to record our cross-country interviews yesterday. So if you tuned in and you caught it, play it back in your mind, because there's not a recording there. Sometimes when you rely on technology and you assume, that's when it just comes and bites you right in that tuchus. So I apologize to those that I promised that we would archive those interviews, but the system just decided it didn't want to do that yesterday. We will get to some new sports and a little state news story about the referendums coming up. Twice an hour, news and sports, ABC. Let's get updated on that.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. Will there be disruption during and after Election Day? If so, Vice President Kamala Harris says her campaign is ready for anything.
If we know that he is actually manipulating the press and attempting to manipulate the consensus of the American people based on fiction instead of fact, we're prepared to respond.
Harris with ABC's Mary Bruce on the campaign trail in North Carolina. Donald Trump was in Wisconsin.
How do you like my garbage truck? This truck is in honor of Kamala and Joe Biden.
He donned an orange vest and got behind the wheel of a garbage truck to call more attention to Biden's comments about Trump supporters following a Trump-backed comedian's comment about Puerto Rico, both of them referring to garbage. North Carolina has launched an intercontinental ballistic missile for the first time in almost a year. It traveled for 90 minutes, the longest flight yet, before dropping into the Sea of Japan. Los Angeles Dodgers beating the Yankees in Game 5 to win the World Series last night. This is ABC News.
I'm Joel Koenig filling in for Austin and Civic Media News. Over a quarter of Wisconsin schools are going to referendum, are experiencing a referendum this fall. With more on Civic Media on this story, here's Civic Media's Jimmy Cuska.
On Tuesday, Wisconsin voters in 121 school districts will be asked yes or no on referendum questions. Districts are seeking a total of over $4.2 billion from local taxpayers for operations and facilities projects. State Superintendent Jill Underly says the number of referendums is proof that public education is underfunded in Wisconsin.
School districts are telling us that they need more resources. Most public school districts have gone, are going, or will be forced to go to referendum just to make ends meet.
Underly has already announced DPI budget requests for next year, calling for over $300 million in youth mental health services, a free meals program for students, and an initiative to recruit and retain educators.
The DPI's next biennial budget request will again ask that we fully fund mental health aid for our students.
Just this year, school districts have asked 243 referendum questions for a total of nearly $6 billion in additional funding from local taxpayers. For Civic Media News, I'm Jimmy Cuska.
Get more statewide civic news at civicmedia.us.
A Bucks player cited for speeding high on Mike Clemens with sports. NBA Milwaukee Bucks guard Andre Jackson Jr. has been slapped with a speeding violation after crashing his BMW into another car, then into an apartment building at Yankee Hill in downtown Milwaukee over the weekend. At first, the team said it was a single car crash, but the Journal Sentinel discovered a second vehicle was involved. No injuries to the two people in that car. Jackson to pay for damages and the $138 fine. The Bucks are in Memphis to face the Grizzlies tomorrow night. NFL Packers rookie linebacker Edrin Cooper talked about his sack and forced fumble against the Jaguars' Trevor Lawrence.
I mean, it's something we work on a lot, you know, like our defense. That's what we want to do, try to get the ball. Explosive plays turns to points, so and that's what happened. So that's just our way of thinking.
Matt LaFleur says the rookie gets better every week.
It seems to me that he's developing a better routine. I think Coop's done a better job in that regard.
The Packers host the Lions on Sunday. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
This is Tom Tiffany. Wisconsin families are suffering because of Vice President Harris's open border policies. In Prairie du Chien, an illegal alien assaulted a mother. In Rusk County, a drunk driving illegal alien left three daughters without their father. Yet Democrats in Congress voted against deporting criminals like these. If you want to keep America safe and secure, then vote for Tom Tiffany. Paid for by Tiffany for Wisconsin.
Community events on 98Q Country are brought to you by Forward Bank. Looking for hunting land, cabin on the lake, maybe a large home for your growing family, or maybe you're planning to build your dream house? Forward Bank has been helping families and communities since 1919. The tradition of treating customers like family is supported by a broad line of construction, land, home equity, and mortgage loans. Come see the experts at Forward Bank for your financial needs. Get started today with the online mortgage application at forward.bank or call 762-2411 or 339-3223. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Join Lena's Northern Pines Resort on Butternut Lake in Butternut, Wisconsin for an unforgettable night of spooky fun. Happening Friday, November 1st from 7 to 11 p.m. Enjoy live music by First Hand High, a thrilling costume contest with prizes, exciting Halloween games, special spooky drinks, and an open fire pit to warm up by. Don't miss Lena's Howling Halloween Fest right off Lakeshore Drive. It's the ultimate post-Halloween bash.
Let's do some birthdays here. Happy anniversary wishes. Well, my apologies to you two, and I'm sure you will have and are having a long and wonderful marriage, but we do have a couple that celebrate anniversary on Halloween, so there you go. Happy anniversary to Dave and to Connie. Dave and Connie Aiken, who are celebrating, and that is from a good friend. Happy anniversary to both of you, and also a happy birthday wish to Hendrick Scott, who is celebrating today with love from your grandma and grandpa. If you are a Halloween baby or a Halloween anniversary person, you share your significant day with these other Halloween babies, Rob Schneider, the comic, Saturday Night Live, and many other funny and not-so-funny movies. Deuce Bigelow, 59 for Rob Schneider today. Daryl Worley, the country artist. He is one of us, I believe, right? I think he was on the morning show a while back. 60 today for country music, Daryl Worley. Dermot Mulroney, the actor, About Schmidt, My Best Friend's Wedding, 61 today. Peter Jackson, in 2004, the New Zealand-born producer, screenwriter, and director, and director's Lord of the Rings, Return of the King, went a perfect, unprecedented 11 for 11, winning every Academy Award for which it was nominated. He emerged with his first three Oscars. Peter Jackson is 63 today. John Candy. I think I have maybe at my here. Oh, here it is right here.
You know, nothing grinds my gears worse than some chowderhead who doesn't know when to keep his big trap shut.
One of the great movies of all time, Planes, Trains, and Automobiles. If you have not watched it, watch it. It is funny. Steve Martin, John Candy. John Candy has so many different Uncle Buck, The Great Outdoors, 1950, John Candy born. He passed away back in 1994. Jane Pauley, the TV newswoman, is celebrating a 74th birthday today. Deidre Hall, soap opera superstar from Days of Our Lives, is 77 today. Stephen Ray, the Belfast native, was nominated for the Best Actor Oscar for The Crying Game in 1993. Other notables, too. He's 78, is Stephen Ray today. Sally Kirkland, nominated for a Best Actress Oscar for Anna in 1988. And she's 80 today. David Ogden Steers, the TV actor. He played Major Charles Winchester on MASH. He was in dozens of other shows, and he was born on this day, 1942. Major Winchester from MASH passed away back in 2018. Michael Landon, Mr. Little House on the Prairie, of course. Well, he did many other stuff. He was in Westerns, wasn't he, in Bonanza and stuff too? But we always know Eugene Maurice Horowitz, Michael Landon, as the dad on Little House on the Prairie. Born on this day in 1936, he passed in 1991. Dan Rather, the former CBS Evening News anchor, you see him once in a while. He still comes out on social media. He may have a podcast, I'm not sure. But he's still out there doing it, 93. for Dan Rather today. Access TV. Dan Rather reports on cable's Access TV was one show he did too. Jimmy Savile, S-A-V-I-L-E, a year after his death, the British radio DJ and TV host was revealed to have been one of the worst pedophiles in history. And he was born on this day in 1926. He died back in 2011. Sir James Wilson Vincent, Jimmy Savile, and Dale Evans, the singer, actress, and wife of Roy Rogers, the singing cowboy. Her real name was Lucy Wood, Lucille Wood. They said, no, you're going to be Dale Evans. And she's born on this day, 1912. She passed back in 2001.
Flo here from Progressive to tell you how you get more than great savings with us. You get customer service access through our mobile app, online chat, or by phone.
That's a lot of ways I can get in touch with you. I see what's going on here. You can't name favors, but I'm your number one customer.
Actually, we offer all our customers these ways to contact us.
Uh-huh. I'm sure you give just any customer your personal
company
contact info.
Well, you did call us more than any other customer this year. So in that sense, you are our number one customer.
Get help from Progressive through the website, app, chat, or phone. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.
This weather update is sponsored by Hansen HVAC Heating and Cooling, your local Armstrong Air dealer of Phillips and Manitouish Waters.
It is going to be windy with heavy rain and a little snow mixing in by late today. We could end up with an inch, maybe more, of slushy snow by the time this all ends. Temperatures are going to drop, too, into the low 30s by late this afternoon. Most of the wind and snow and rain should end for the ghosts and goblins, but it will be chilly with trick-or-treat temps in the upper 20s. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Temperature now 38.
98Q Country.
It's two tickets to a concert. It's a Daytona airbrush t-shirt. Wondering who's gonna kiss who first. You know what I'm talking about. Hey baby, what you doing tonight? It's butterflies and Bud Lights under the stars and on the stripes of a beach towel in a spring break town. It's playing in the night air through the speakers all night long. Couple kids just living that American country love song. In every town and every place there's a boy who's trying to take a chance and dance and find a way to run away with her heart. In the back of an old Ford truck, in the bar just looking for love. Can a pair of old my blue eyes let them fireworks start? That American country love song ain't ever gonna quit playing on and on and on. Well, as Chris loves Jenny on a license plate, it's daddy getting mad cause you came home late. It's one last kiss in the driveway. Hey radio DJ, can you play that song that she loves so I can turn it up and maybe turn her on? An American country love song. In every town and every place there's a boy who's trying to take a chance and dance and find a way to run away with her heart. In the back of an old Ford truck, in the bar just looking for love. Can a pair of old my blue eyes let them fireworks start? That American country love song ain't never gonna quit playing on and on and on and on. So let's raise a glass, cheerleaders and quarterbacks, cowboys and country girls all around this small town world, to the same old pickup lines we've tried a million times. All the bad and good as it gets, to the ones that you ain't met yet. In every town, in every place, there's a boy who's trying to take a chance and dance and find a way to run away with her heart. In the back of an old Ford truck, in the bar just looking for love. Can a pair of old my blue eyes set them fireworks start? That American country love song ain't never gonna quit playing on and on and on.
music.
We are Lady A.
Hey, y'all, this is Walker Hayes.
My country.
98Q Country.
Turn the quiet up. Turn the noise down. Let this old world just spin around. I wanna feel its sway, wanna feel its sway, and put some feel good in my soul. Drink a little drink, smoke a little smoke. I want a little more right and a little less left. A little more right now, a little less what's next. Act like tomorrow. Kick back and let the feeling flow. Drink a little drink, smoke a little smoke. Yeah. I set my sails for a new direction, but the wind got in my way. I changed my course, but my definition of change just ain't the same. I'm gonna sit around here, stay away from there. I'm gonna make pretend I just don't care. I could get up, go get her back, or maybe I'll just let her go. Drink a little drink, smoke a little smoke. Yeah. Get the blues a spin, break out the wine, forget again. Dig down deep, find my glass, fill it up, take me back. Kick back, give a blues a spin, break out the wine, forget again. Dig down deep, strike my match, light it up, memory crash. Oh no, I don't know, baby, might take all night, better maybe break out that old rock and roll. Gonna drink a little drink, smoke a little smoke, yeah.
'98 Q Country.
I'm supposed to mow the grass today. I'm supposed to fix the fence. But when the sun beating down on me, it's hard to make it make sense. Half of me wants a cold beer. Yeah, that's a cold hard truth. And when the refrigerator stops full of them, tell me what's they born to do. I ain't even trying to fight, it's already
wants a cold, cold beer. Yeah, that's a cold, hard truth, yeah.
And when the refrigerator stops full of them, tell me what they want to do. I ain't even trying to fight. It's already been decided. The sky and the mountains are blue. Half of me wants a cold beer, and the other half does too. Yeah, half of me wants a cold, cold beer. The other half wants to.
All right, Thomas Rhett. Riley Green.
That sounds good, but I can't tell us because you're in it or not.
98Q. Well, we want to give a quick congratulations to the Price County Rodeo folks. That rodeo is really turned into something special here in our area, and they are a multiple award-winning rodeo for this year. They're going to head off to Vegas and to Louisville to accept awards, the 2024 WPRA Awards. For Small Rodeo of the Year went to your very own Price County Rodeo right here in Phillips and the Great Lakes Circuit. Named them also the Small Rodeo of the Year. And also the WPRA had the 2024 Best Footing Award. They took third in that. All kinds of awards for the Price County Rodeo. So be sure to, if you haven't attended, put that on your calendar. Wonderful facility out there at the fairgrounds. And hats off to all for their accomplishments for the Price County Rodeo. We're going to talk some volleyball. Robin Shinneman, head coach of Mercer, will join us at 9. Coach Mike Murphy of the Prentice Girls will join us at about 9:20. We'll preview tonight's big matchup coming up here on 98Q.
Don't let car trouble sideline you. BC Auto Repair and Prentice has your back. Locally owned for 14 years. Offering $50 off a four-wheel alignment with a purchase of four tires. Plus an advanced ADAS calibration for safety. Visit BC Auto Repair today.
Real quick, raise your hand if you want to lose an additional 4 bands a year. Go ahead and put your hands up. Put your hands up. You voted for Kamala Harris. Oh, okay, my fault. Good, because I don't think people understand that voting for Trump means you will lose an additional $4,000 to $5,000 a year. If Trump is elected, he plans to add a 60% tariff on all imports from China. Anything in your house that says made in China, take the price that you paid for and add 60%. He plans to add a 20% tariff on all imports coming from every other country. With Kamala Harris's opportunity economy, she's not hitting you with the sales tax of doom. She's providing tax cuts to the middle and working class, so that means you will save an additional $4,000 to $5,000 a year. Plus the $25,000 she's literally handing to new homebuyers, like, you know who to vote for in this November's election. It's Kamala Harris. Paid for by FFPAC, FFPAC.org. Not authorized by any candidate or candidates committee. FFPAC is responsible for the content of this advertising.
Some people just know they could save hundreds on car insurance by checking Allstate first. Like you know to check the propane tank on your grill first before hosting a tailgate.
Let's fire up.
Here, let me try. Seriously, you didn't check the propane?
Who wants chips?
Yeah, checking first is smart. So check Allstate first for a quote that could save you hundreds.
Salt and vinegar.
You're in good hands with Allstate.
Savings vary. Subject to terms, conditions, and availability. Allstate Fire and Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates, Northbrook, Illinois.
98Q Country.
Came in thinking top dollar to that old cotton crop farmer. They knocked on his screen door and he said, Lord, what you need, boys? And they said, you know all the others went and cashed out. We got the subdivision all mapped out. It'll sit right here on this land. And you could leave town a rich man. And he said, boys, whatever you're offering, it won't be enough. 'Cause I got a little girl that used to swing right there. I still see her pink bow in her brown hair. She's in the big city, but she still calls home. What's she gonna do if she comes back and we're gone? And over there, under that white oak tree, beneath the crosses where my best buddy's buried.
past at 13, hunting season's running strong. Keep your money, cause a man can't leave his dog. And over there's where I got down on one knee. You can't buy that kind of dirt cheap. One man smiled and he kind of looked away. The other said, before we go, I gotta know one thing. Between the droughts and the floods through all the years, what in the world got you through? How the hell'd you get here? And he said, that little girl that used to swing right there, I still see her pink bow with her brown hair, running up after one of them long days, her big smile making every little worry fade. And over there under that white oak tree, beneath the cross where my best buddy's buried, all them hunting seasons freezing in a John boat, me and him double barrel in a two-stroke, and that woman that said yes when I got down on one knee. You can't buy that kind of dirt cheap. Now it ain't something you fall into, it's something God gives you and you hold on. Like that, the little girl used to swing right there. I still see her pink bow and her brown hair. She's in the big city now, but she still calls home. She's coming back next week, and man, it's been too long. And over there under that white oak tree, beside the cross where my best buddy's buried, lays a puppy posted up in the shade. That woman never could turn away astray. I guess that's why she said yes when I got down on one knee. Lord, how long is all this is here? Why the hell would I ever leave? You can't buy that kind of dirt cheap.
It's a great day to be alive.
Rise and shine!
98Q Country.
After 3 good years together, we had our first big fight. So she went to her mother, and I went for a drive. Down an old familiar highway, just a few miles out of town, to that run-down one-room tavern that used to be my stomping ground. Well, I pulled in a driveway, you know it all still looked the same. And I couldn't wait to down a few and hear that jukebox ring. But as I walked in through the doorway, well, there stood some kind of maitre d'. Well, he looked me up and he looked me down and said, may I help you please? And I said, what you do with those swing doors? Everybody wearing suits and ties. From where I stand, I can't believe my eyes. And whose idea was it to hang these ferns? This brand new barn don't have a single burn. I guess I'm somewhere that I don't belong. I need a jukebox with a country song. Back to the corner where the jukebox once stood around. Some clown was playing records too fast, too loud. starting to laugh. And it must have been a big mistake to try and speak my mind. So as they were asking me to leave, I cried out one more time. What'd you do with those swaying girls? Where's the sawdust on the floor? Was everybody wearing suits and ties? From where I stand, I can't believe my eyes. And whose idea was it to hang these ferns? This brand new bar don't have a single burn. I guess I'm somewhere that I don't belong. I need a jukebox with a country song. I guess I don't belong without a jukebox and a country song.
Doug Stone at 98Q Country. At 8:58, we promised you we're going to talk all about volleyball. We got Prentice and Mercer tonight vying for a sectional semifinal victory. Coach Murphy will join us in a little bit from Prentice at about 9:20. We'll have the game on the air for you tonight. But we have head coach of the Mercer volleyball team, Robin Shenneman, with us. Robin, good morning to you.
Good morning.
Thank you for joining us. We appreciate it. Always an exciting time for Mercer volleyball, because this has kind of become a tradition for you guys to make a deep run in the tournament. So the school, the girls, this is what it's all about right here, right?
Absolutely. These are great kids. We have a great community, and this has been a lot of fun.
Yeah. My first question to you is, you have 34 kids in the Mercer school. So how do you do it without revealing the secret of Mercer volleyball? But you have been very competitive, very good in the sectionals, in the sectional semifinals, so close to state here recently. So I'm assuming that half of those are girls or so maybe 18 or so girls in the school. So how do you pull it off? How are you so competitive and so good at this sport with such few numbers?
Well, we start them young.
Yeah.
And it has, you know, kind of become a culture for our girls. And we, you know, our middle school program is fantastic. It's strong. It goes during the winter. And we have quite a good turnout for that with our middle school kids. And starting the fundamentals early is key. And we've got some girls that dedicated themselves to playing year-round in the club while also doing basketball or track or softball or whatever other sports we got going on here. Because, quite frankly, if everybody didn't do everything, we wouldn't have teams. And so, you know, it's just been a culture that we've established. And you know, the girls have bought in and done such a great job and just really committed themselves. And they